Authors often talk about how writing their books helps them to discover truths about themselves, but we'd argue few have made as major a discovery as James Frankie Thomas. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, Idlewild, Thomas's debut novel, is set in a Quaker high school in Lower Manhattan. The book centers around two teenagers, Faye and Nell. Both are shy outsiders. Faye is obsessed with gay men in fiction and in life. Nell is obsessed with Faye and dreams of a relationship with her. The two become friends when 9/11 devastates Lower Manhattan. And for the next 18 months, they're inseparable until betrayals and mistakes drive them apart. The book is Idlewild, and James Frankie Thomas joins us from NPR Studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi, Deepa. I'm so excited to be here.
Why did you decide to set the novel in a Quaker school?
Well, for one thing, I've never read a novel set in a Quaker school, have you?
And good point. Me either. Right.
I love a school story. All of my favorite novels are school stories, and I really wanted to write one of my own. And, you know, for better or for worse, a Quaker school was the only school I ever attended. I was at mine from kindergarten all the way through high school graduation, so I actually probably couldn't write a convincing school story if I tried, unless it were set at a Quaker school.
So that makes you a lifer. I think that's how you refer to characters in the book.
Yes, that is the phrase we used. That's the word we used back then for ourselves. We were lifers.
Okay, so one of the main themes of the book, friendship, and in particular, the intense friendships that can form in high school. Was that something you drew from your life as well?
Yes, I was very fortunate to have wonderful friendships in high school. I actually had more friends than my fictional characters do. I had a lovely little clique of friends. But the conceit of a best friendship between two people that is so close that they almost merge into one person and share a brain is definitely something I experienced in high school. And I think it's such a special thing that can only happen at that age. And I was really interested in exploring it in fiction.
Okay, so let's dive into your characters. Nell is a lesbian and believes she sees in Faye a kindred spirit because of Faye's obsession with gay men. But it seems to me what Faye is experiencing is something very different. Can you explain to us?
Yes, Faye and Nell are drawn to each other because they are the only two people in their high school, as far as they can tell, who are just very excited about the concept of being gay. Nell is excited about the concept of being gay because she is a lesbian and has a big crush on Faye. Faye is a little bit more complicated to herself as well as to Nell because she herself does not find herself to be attracted to women, which causes a lot of tension and awkwardness and unspoken desires in her friendship with Nell. I set out when I began writing Idlewild, I thought that I was plumbing universal truths about adolescent girlhood. I thought it was my own observation that teen girls are really into looking for homoerotic subtext and writing gay fan fiction, regardless of whether they themselves are gay or straight. And it was really not until it was pointed out to me by literally everybody in my novel writing workshop. It was pointed out to me that actually people who are like Faye are not usually straight girls. They very often grow up to be gay men, gay trans men. This shocked me, but also was true. And so I had to revise the entire novel to approach Faye through that lens instead. And spoiler alert, this also caused me to take a closer look at myself and look at myself through another lens. And that is why I have this beautiful deep voice today.
Well, okay, you just ruined the whole rest of my planned questions for the interview. You gave it all away, but let's hone in there. So talk a little bit more about that.
Well, oh God, I feel so bad that I gave away the reveal. I was 30 years old when I got into the Iowa Writers Workshop, and in my original draft, pretty much just free associating and going on my own memories and really giving myself permission to revisit all the things I had loved in high school, all my favorite gay movies, all my favorite gay fan fiction and fandoms. And it was so confusing because I had really not grown up to be gay, but somehow nothing made me happier than re-immersing myself in all that stuff that I'd loved as a teen. And it was at the Iowa Writers' Workshop that it came to my attention that some gay men can be trans and that there are gay men out there who started out as teen girls like I was. Once I learned that, I really couldn't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
So James, can I ask you, like, what did you do with that information? I mean, here you are in this creative space where you can write a novel and you're having these really momentous, deep discoveries about yourself.
I think there are many people out there who stumble upon this information and don't do anything with it, at least not right away, who take a really long time to do anything with it. And I was certainly one of those people. I was just too busy to transition. I was writing this novel. I wanted to finish the novel. I was married at the time. I had a whole life that was really predicated on me being a woman. So I compartmentalized it for a very long time. But by the end of 2020, I had both finished my novel and left my marriage and gotten top surgery. I really sort of got it all done at the same time. And I don't think I could have done one without the other. I could not have transitioned if I hadn't finished the novel, but I don't think I could have finished the novel if I hadn't transitioned.
Why do you think it took you being 30 years old? Like, you went that long in your life to be able to, was it just the quiet space of being able to be with yourself that allowed you to really be so introspective?
Yeah, isn't it funny that it took me 3 decades to notice this about myself? Because it certainly isn't that I had never heard of trans people. I knew that trans people existed. I knew that trans men existed. I truly didn't believe it had anything to do with me until I met a gay man who was trans. And all it took was meeting one. I just had to meet one. And that was all it took. It was like, oh, we're exactly the same. I'm like you and you're like me. And, oh, there are others like you. I then met others. And I think so much of existing in the world is about connecting with people who are like you. And I had simply never met anyone who was quite like me. And once I did, it was all over for me. There was no other path I could take.
James, we're in a moment where while there's definitely more acceptance of trans people, there's also so much hostility. I wonder if that has impacted your life and even factored in that moment when you're in the Iowa's Writer Workshop thinking, gosh, what am I going to have to deal with now that I know who I am?
Yes, you know, that's something that has changed very rapidly several times over in the last few years. When I was first coming to realize that I was trans, it seemed at the time, this was circa 2017, 2018, I was very jealous of kids because I thought, oh, it's so much easier for kids these days to have access to trans literature and trans media. It's so much easier for them to know who they are. I wish I could trade places. Oh, gosh, how many years ago is that? That was really only like 5 years ago. And now I just have so much pain on behalf of trans kids because they have become so politicized and such a target. They are now exposed. I mean, that came along with the increased visibility of trans people, is they became more exposed. And I just feel terrible that I ever thought that they had it better than me, because for a very long time, it has been difficult to be a trans child in one way or another. And it is, I'm afraid, going to continue to be difficult for a very long time, though I know we are all trying our very best to protect them as best we can. And I actually do feel in some ways very fortunate that I just tabled the whole question until I was in my 30s, because at least I am an adult who can take myself to the doctor and go to the pharmacy on my own.
So where are you in your journey, James, if I can ask? And has writing this book and now seeing it published, has that been part of your journey too?
Yes, I feel like writing this book and publishing this book has finally allowed me to graduate from high school in a way. I was so mired in my memories of high school for such a long time. That was the last place I really felt like myself. And I have gotten it out of my system. The book is out there in the world for other people to enjoy. Now I am so ready to write something about adults. I'm ready to write something about gay men who have their own apartments and their own finances and perhaps their own sex lives. I'm just so excited to start looking at adulthood from the perspective that I enjoy occupying in my adulthood. It's great to be here, but it is a little intimidating to have to start over, having been working on this same book now for 6 years.
Well, it is out in the world. It is called Idlewild. We're talking with James Frankie Thomas, author of Idlewild. Thank you so much for really sharing with us so personally. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Deepa. It was a pleasure. I hope people enjoy the book.